I'm thankful that we have a job and technology that we can, when things were real bad, we could continue to do our jobs from home, continue to communicate with our clients, whether it's directly or indirectly with, you know, videos and podcasts that we're putting out. So thankful that we have those communication mediums available.
Thanks for joining us for today's episode of The Capitalist Investor. As always, you've got Mark and Derek, albeit from two different locations today.
What's going on, Mark?
What's up, buddy? So I apologize in advance to all of our listeners if the sound quality isn't quite up to snuff. I am stuck at home. I've got two sick kids, and for precautionary reasons, I am locking myself at home. So I'm working from home. Derek's in the office, and we're getting this knocked out via Zoom. So I hope it doesn't sound awful. I hope it's decent.
Sounds pretty good so far, at least from my headphones.
No, we'll see. All right. Well, look, obviously, D, lots of crazy stuff going on. This episode is going to be released on Wednesday, November 11th. We're recording this on Thursday, November 5th. And as of this moment, we still do not know who won the presidential election.
It is an absolute cluster at this point, Mark.
Yeah.
Master. I was really upset about it for a while, and now I'm just kind of like, you know, I don't think we're going to know anytime soon. So there's no sense of worrying myself about it all day, every day.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm not even confident that by the time this episode's released on November 11th, that we're going to definitively know, right? We may have an idea, but, you know, there's already apparently legal battles and stuff like that underway.
Yep.
So, you know, that just kind of caps off what has been just an awful year, right? And rather dwell on the negatives, we decided that for today's show, with Thanksgiving around the corner, we're not going to dwell on the negatives, D, like the capitalist investor mug looking good. We're not going to dwell on the negatives. We are going to talk about some of the positives, right? We're going to try and keep things positive. Talk about some of the stuff this year that we're thankful for in the face of all this negativity that we've been dealing with all year long, right?
Yep, for sure.
Yeah, you talk COVID, the lockdown. I mean, Kobe died. That was awful. It was kind of at the beginning of everything, right?
Yeah.
Sports happening, not happening, happening halfway. Just weird season for sports. And now the election on top of all that.
Yeah, for sure. You know, honestly, it was funny when you texted me kind of the direction you wanted to take the show in today. It was exactly what I was thinking about. It was an awful year. There's just so much that's still, you know, just not clear. Things we want to have answers for so long that we just don't. We live in the United States of America, and the day after the election, we don't know who won the presidency.
Right.
It seems impossible.
Can you believe that we don't have, if you want to go to college, there's two standardized tests you can take, the SAT and the ACT.
Right.
I'm not sure that's the case anymore. Back when we went years ago, those are the only two. They're standardized. They're the same for everybody in the country. I cannot believe that the United States of America, when there's a presidential election on the line, that there is not a standardized voting process across the country, that each state has its own procedure.
It's absolutely mind-blowing. Well, I don't want to get too far into the politics of it, but the fact that we don't know is ridiculous. I do want to give a shout out to Ohio. I don't know if you voted in person or not.
Yes,
but at least my precinct, I mean, it was great. It really was. Everyone knew what they were doing. It was orderly. You had to, you know, show your ID. You signed your name in a little computerized box. You scanned your ballot in. You saw that it counted. It was great. It was perfect. And it's 2020. You know, it's a couple computers and a couple scanners. You know, they don't cost as much as they used to. That whole setup probably costs a couple $1,000. You only have to update it maybe once every 10 years. So,
right. And with Ohio, we knew by the end of the day
right. Who
had won the state. It's easy. I watched my Scantron go through the scanner.
Right. All of the issues that you hear out there, Ohio has them all fixed and solved. Yeah. And everyone who wants to vote gets to vote. It's an easy process and there's no room for fraud. And it's just perfect. And I just don't know why it can't be like that.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, I was thinking about that and it's been a rough year, but you can dwell on the bad stuff or you can focus on the positives. And I was literally thinking about that as you texted me because I was, you know, writing some of it down for our show anyway. But yeah, I think it's a great idea for a show. And, you know, if anyone's listening out there it's really just a good exercise just to take a step back, think about, you know, where you are in life and focus on the good things in your life. And I know we have some here and we can get them to them now, but hopefully we're moving forward to a better 2021.
Absolutely, man. So let's just kind of go through and talk about some of the things that we're thankful for here. So, you know, first things first, let's hit on the stock market. It amazes me that in the midst of a 100-year flood, right? I mean, literally the Spanish flu happened like in what, like 1918 or something? Like it was like 100 years ago, right? Mm-hmm. That the stock market's positive on the year. Is that unbelievable or what?
It really is. It's unbelievable.
I mean, I don't have in front of me year to date. The S&P, as we're recording this, is up just under 9%. It's unbelievable. So, you know, I'm thankful given that, you know, we are in the business of managing clients' money and their financial plans. I'm thankful that given everything that's happened so far, the S&P 500 is up 8-9%. It's pretty good.
Yep. That was one of my ones at the top of my list. But just to piggyback off of that, can you imagine if this happened in 93? I'm thankful that we have a job and technology that we can, you know, when things were real bad, we could continue to do our jobs from home, continue to communicate with our clients, whether it's directly or indirectly with, you know, videos and podcasts that we're putting out. So thankful that we have those communication mediums available.
Yeah. So look, that kind of leads me into the next thing that I don't have written down, but I think is a huge positive that we should be thankful for. And I'm just going to use a broad category here, but I'm going to say silver linings. Look, it's been a rough year, but there's some silver linings out there. And as an example, D, doing business via Zoom. I mean, that's a year ago, even. You mentioned 1993. We'll go back to 2019. We were not doing a lot of business with clients via Zoom.
Right.
Or new clients. Now, everyone is comfortable doing business via Zoom. We're working with clients regularly, new clients all over the country. Right. So look, it stinks that we can't be face to face, but at the same point in time, this has, you know, kind of caused people to be forced to embrace a technology that maybe in the past they were a bit reluctant to embrace, which is virtual meetings.
Right. You definitely miss out on a little bit of that personal touch, but if you can still see the person, it's really not so bad.
It makes it a little better, right?
Yeah.
Your meetings with your clients, so you're doing mostly Zoom stuff, right?
Yeah.
Or are you still doing in person?
Oh, no, mostly Zoom for sure.
Yeah, I've got to be over 90% Zoom.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think it's going to stay like this for a long time. I mean, I couldn't imagine a client wanting to drive back and forth to our office once they've already done it, you know, maybe a couple times here and there, but not on a regular basis when you can just sit down at your computer and talk to the person you do business with that way. It's very easy. All right, let's move into the next thing we're thankful for. D, I don't know about you, man. In fact, I do know about you. I'm thankful that throughout this cluster of an election, I'm thankful that capitalism survived. Because I was scared. In the event of a Democratic sweep, I would have been terrified. That would have given the Democrats an opportunity to, I'm not saying they would have, but it would have given them an opportunity to potentially push more of that socialist or far left agenda. Right. And with the Republicans maintaining control of the Senate, picking up a few seats in the House, no matter what happens in the presidential election, this does ensure that there's checks and balances, that neither party can just do whatever they want, that they do have to answer to the opposing party.
For sure. Yeah. And, you know, that's what I was really worried about was, you know, frankly, a Democratic sweep where the structure of the Constitution or the country would have been drastically changed.
Yep.
That's what I was really worried about. So, and I think the stock market was also worried about that too, which is, you know, in my opinion,
why it's rallying.
At least part in why it's rallied so much in the last couple of days, because again, hey, maybe we'll get a winner sometime soon. Lots of funny memes out there on the internet about counting votes and how slow it's going. But whatever happens, you know, I think we'll still have that separation of power. So one party isn't just steamrolling a bunch of extreme agenda through. Because I think about this stuff all the time. I was thinking about this show last night. I think it's important to state from time to time, this isn't a conservative show. This isn't a Republican show. You and I are both big fans of capitalism.
Right? Exactly. Yep.
That is what we'd like.
Yeah.
We're not going to, you know, MAGA rallies here with our, you know, Donald Trump shirts and things like that. Frankly, I thought I was a little bit excited when he first started, really because he was not a politician. That was really my big thing. And he was basically funded a lot of his campaign himself, which I thought was important.
Oh, yeah.
But let's face it, man, as the years dragged on, man, yeah, a lot of the stuff he did and said was, you know, just indefensible, I should say. So this is not what this is all about. This is about investing in capitalism. And you nailed it. It looks like that is going to be preserved for a while. And thank goodness that our forefathers drew up a constitution that provided all these checks and balances that still work 200 years later. It's incredible. It really
is. Without a doubt. You're right. I mean, this isn't about politics. This is about economics and investing. My preferred system of economics is capitalism. And my biggest concern with the Democratic sweep was Joe Biden doesn't really seem like he has any of his own ideas. So in the event of a Democratic sweep, I was really concerned that some of those socialist agendas would be pushed and he'd just have to buckle. He would have to do it because he was asked time and time again in the debates and town halls what his plan would be for certain things. And he couldn't give us a straight answer. So
we still don't have one.
Exactly. So we dodged a bullet there. Next thing I want to hit on, D, is active investment management. Active management was left for dead 2-3 years ago. It was all about passive management. It's like a monkey can do this, right? It's easy. All you have to do is invest in the S&P 500 and you're golden. Well, you can invest in the S&P 500 and you can do well. You're also going to experience some gut-wrenching downturns, like a lot of people experience from roughly February 20th until March 20th. But this whole seismic shift within the economy, us moving towards more cloud-based stuff, more virtual, this has really presented us with opportunities for active management to really regain control and show investors that if you're working with a good active manager, there is certainly the opportunity for that active manager to potentially decrease your risk or decrease your drawdowns during tough times and also improve your risk-adjusted returns when the going's good.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've seen it, right? It's been when the market goes straight up, it's very hard to differentiate through active management. It's just how it goes, especially when it's kind of like straight up, right? With no valleys in there. But I mean, we've seen in our portfolios specifically how important active management is and is going to be going forward because of really what we just hit on at the beginning of the show, right? There's just so many unknowns out there that there's no way to know them, right?
Yep.
So when is COVID going to end? When is there going to be a vaccine? When is the travel industry going to open up? When is international travel going to open back up? How does all that relate to, you know, our economy and economies around the world? These are things that we just don't know. There's no way to know them. But we do know is stocks and how those individual companies are going to perform during these volatile times. And you can position yourself to what I think is very important. You can position yourself to not draw down as much when everyone else is experiencing those huge negative returns during times of big volatility. That is kind of what I've learned in the last couple of years is really one of the most important things.
No doubt, man. And that's really helped us out this year, right? We've seen a lot of benefit from us, you know, raising cash levels prior to the big market downturn, just because we thought some companies were overvalued or the stock market in general was overvalued, to security selection, making sure you're in the right stocks. You know, I plan on talking about this week on TV, but I had to cancel most of my TV appearances. But take like the healthcare sector as an example, D. Like the healthcare sector, I was going to do this before the election results were out, right? And I wanted to use the healthcare sector as an example. And if you look at the healthcare sector, there were going to be clear winners in the event of a Biden presidency versus a Trump presidency, right? Mm-hmm. So in the event of a Biden presidency, managed care and big pharma companies would not do as well as they would under a Trump presidency, okay?
Right.
But so, I mean, that's obviously you can be active and you can try and handicap the election, which I think is quite frankly, not a good idea. Or you could know that if you invest in other companies within healthcare, maybe life sciences companies, diagnostics, right? Med tech, there are certainly pockets that were going to do well no matter who won. But there's opportunities to invest in specific industries. What I think really is the best thing, though, obviously, D, since we're an individual stock shop, is to not just get the industry right, but to get the best player in the industry that's got a good growth story, but also trading at a reasonable price as well.
Right. And, you know, I think that's an important point too, just, you know, based on some of the talks I've had with my clients during early parts, middle parts, or even recently, we're never going to make big bets on guesses, right? Oh, I think the market's going to go down when the election comes around, or I think, you know, it's going to be bad if Biden gets elected. These are things that we just don't know.
Right.
You know, so what you just explained right there is a great little, you know, insight into kind of what we're doing here as a firm. We want to be in the stocks that are going to perform the best no matter who wins, right? And we want to get them at the right levels, which I think is also important. You mentioned the cash levels. We were in a little bit more cash than usual towards the beginning of this year, not because we saw COVID coming,
right?
Because no one saw that. But, you know, the valuations at that time were just so high. The stocks that we wanted, the stocks on our buy list, if you will, they just didn't come down to the levels that we wanted to enter them. So we had a little bit more cash on the sideline waiting for the right entry points. It just happened to work out well for us at the beginning of the year that we had a little extra cash in a couple of our stock portfolios. But that's the type of active management that I think that you hit on that's really important, especially here at our firm.
No doubt, man. Anything else you want to hit on? Or do we want to get into the thing everyone says all the time, which is family and health?
Yeah.
Because I got to tell you, man, we are lucky, right? I mean, like, I don't know anyone that has passed away from COVID. Thank God. Knock on wood. You know, it's been a rough year for a lot of families, but, you know, fortunately, dude, we both just turned 40 this year.
Mm-hmm.
We made it another year.
Yep. Right?
Seems like we're doing okay. Family's healthy, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, you know, before we get into all that, I'll give you one more that I had written down. I'm thankful for low interest rates because no one calls me up and asks me, hey, should we move some money to a CD? I haven't got that phone call in the last 2 years. So it's been
great. Yeah, you're not competing with 6% CDs anymore or higher, right?
Yeah.
I mean, low interest rates are, it's kind of a double-edged sword, right? There's a lot of seniors that are only invested in CDs and they're upset because they can't get a return on their savings, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's also people that'll say you can't earn much in bonds. So now you got to chase yield and you have to get more aggressive and you have to invest in stocks, even if that's outside of your comfort zone. So look, I would say for those people who are accumulators, you know, like our families, I mean, we're young, you know, low interest rates are probably good because you can go and you can buy the house you want to buy and the interest rates are low. For people that are distributors, right? People that are retired and they're starting to pull stuff out of their portfolio, they'd probably like a little bit of yield, right?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm glad we don't have to compete with CDs. Thank God.
Mm-hmm.
All right, bud, anything else you want to talk about?
Yeah, I did want to shout out Carrie W., who gave us a real nice review and nice email, but also gave us, what, probably 10 future show ideas.
Oh, yeah.
So that was awesome. So thank you for that, Carrie. Also, shout out our buddy, Regan. Regs, thanks for listening. He says that he listens to us on 1.5 speed, which a lot of people do for podcasts. And he says, when I laugh on the 1.5% speed, he says, I sound like the gopher from Caddyshack.
That's awesome. I'll have to listen to it 1.5 times next time.
Yeah, I know.
Also, swag. So thanks for the 5-star reviews. We've mentioned this before, but if you write a 5-star review, shoot us an email at info@swpconnect and we'll send you a swag package. D, I don't know if you saw them or not, but Brittany got us some samples of 2 really cool new additions to the swag package that we'll have coming. So we have a Nike Dry Fit hoodie, which is pretty cool. It's a zip up hoodie, full zip. Did you see that?
I saw it. It's awesome.
It's nice, man. So we have those, which we are in the process of ordering, or maybe she's already placed that order. And then we also have some Nike Dry Fit t-shirts coming as well. So I think our first round was Reebok. Did we do Reebok?
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So again, subscribe to the podcast, write us a nice 5-star review, shoot an email to info@swpconnect.com and we'll send you some swag. We got the coffee mugs, some t-shirts and some hoodies on the way too. Anything else, D?
That's it. You know,
all right.
Hang in there, everyone. Focus on the positives, right?
Yeah, seriously. Focus on the positives. Thanks everyone for joining us and we will talk to you again next week. Appreciate it.
Hey, it's Mark. Thanks for listening to our podcast. We really appreciate it. Look, if you wouldn't mind, please go to your podcast app, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever you use, and give us a 5-star rating and review. You know, the best way for us to continue to educate and enlighten every single one of you is for more and more people to know about us, and your review would help us with that. Also, we've had quite a few listeners reach out to us lately asking about financial planning. So we've decided to offer a special to every single one of our listeners. It's a $495 comprehensive financial plan, no strings attached. You don't have to move your investments under our management. We're not going to use the plan as a gimmick to sell you a product. There's absolutely no hidden agenda and no further obligation on your part. You just get great conflict-free advice from us. And all you have to do is visit your495plan.com. That's your495plan.com. Fill out your info. One of our certified financial planners will reach out and begin to build out your plan. Visit your495plan.com today.